Hi, everybody. This is a quick little bonus episode. Nothing fancy, but I wanted to reach out in support of any anxiety, grief, anger, and just overall madness that you could be experiencing right now as a result of the shooting in Texas, where so many little children were killed and a couple of adults as well. I am hoping that's not triggering for any of you. I'm sorry if you hadn't heard the news. You can go check it out. As we are collectively grieving, I wanted to share a question that a client sent me today. She said, "How can I effectively process my feelings that I am having over the school shooting in Texas? I have so many overwhelming feelings of grief, anxiety, anger, and fear. I'm scared for my children. I hate that this world is so wicked. It makes me sick to my stomach." So my guess is that a lot of us are feeling this way right now, and we should be. It's part of getting ourselves oriented to the collective that we're a part of as the gap between where we are individually and where these sort of outskirts, extremes of our collective are. This gap gets bigger and bigger, and every time we feel like we're making progress and we're going to meditation events or we're getting more calm with our children or we are doing anything good for the planet and raising our overall vibration, we have an event like this that makes us realize that so many of us are still struggling to get on the happy bus. So here's what I wanted to share. I just want to share with you my two Voxer messages to my client. So here they are.
You know what? Self-compassion is going to be your starting point with the feelings from the shooting. Self-compassion as you hold space for the grief. So just check in with yourself. Is there any part of you that is, just kind of wanting to get to the other side of it or just feeling uncomfortable in the grief? And so it might look like needing to take some time away for yourself or crying a lot or dancing, but like sad mopey dancing, or having a chat with your kids, or, making something beautiful as like, an exercise, actually creating something, no matter what, even if it turns out like ugly or not how you thought, creating something with your hands is really therapeutic, and you put energy into that thing and that can help process the grief and move it through your body.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic, and finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Sending a letter to the families that were affected, donating to a cause, and take your grief with you through all of that and just notice it, be with it. Pay attention to how it's feeling, kind of minute by minute, and just notice that you're probably going to need to go inward more than you normally do. So please let me know how else I can support you, hurting with you. Try to stay present with the grief. And if what that looks like is you giving yourself another day with your kids at home, not sending them tomorrow so that you can focus on grieving, and then consider the future from like a baseline place. Because when you're grieving and emotions are high, it's just so easy to go straight to anxiety when you think of the future, because your body's already processing so much grief. Your ability to process clearly thinking about tomorrow or the next day or the next day is not as effective or as clear-minded, right? Which makes sense. And so I'm not telling you need to keep them home. I'm just opening your mind to, like, this could be part of what it looks like, is you need a day or two or three. I mean, they're in elementary school, so it's like, if you need a few days or a couple days to get through the grieving and hold your babies close, like, by all means, baby girl. Absolutely. Sometimes that's what it looks like to be a mom. Sometimes that's what it looks like to be a human. And to have kids in public school when the collective is reeling like this. And so if the anxiety is so high thinking about school tomorrow, then take that off your list and stay with the grief for another couple of days and just let yourself be in the grief until you naturally start to think about school from, like, a clear-minded processing instead of, like, a anxious, like, pushing, I have to get them there, but I don't want to. So see if you can stick with the grief and be present with it until sending them to school, or at least thinking about doing so, is, like, the natural next thing after the grief has been fully processed. Let me know your thoughts.
Hey, Lizzie here again tonight. I want you to know that I have just a couple of spots open for private coaching. And I thought, since this is a really sensitive time and something like this could push your anxiety or depressiveness sort of over the edge, I wanted to just offer that you can book a consult with me to look into private coaching. Typically, I don't publicly really advertise it anymore, just because I have interest in the group and my group is the main thing. But since we don't start till July 11th, if you're interested in, it's more significant of an investment, but you do get the full Voxer access. So just like this client and I were chatting in between sessions all week long, she can leave me messages as much as she wants.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
And she can do written or voice messages on Voxer, V-O-X-E-R. If you haven't experienced it, you can look it up. It's basically like a walkie-talkie. So I didn't create this episode to pitch anyone. I created this to help you process your grief and your anxiety and your feelings so that you can make clear decisions for your family after this shooting and the repercussions of it that we'll be feeling for a while collectively. And so that you can, navigate this again in a clear-minded way and protect your family, take the action that would be in your most aligned and authentic action as far as public policy or sharing anything on social media or getting off social media. So I'm here to support you. You can email me, lizzie@lizzielangston.com. If you have any questions and would like any other support in your processing after the shooting, I'm happy to open up my inbox to help you guys. In any way, if you're interested in private coaching, go to lizzielangston.com/consult, book a 30-minute consult, and just know that we will probably take closer to an hour. So if there's two consults back to back for 30 minutes, you can book both. Otherwise, just book one and I will extend it. Like I said, I just have a few, to be specific, I have 4 spots available for private coaching in the next few weeks. Other than that, the way to work with me is to join my group program. Starting July 11th is our first call. So we'll be enrolling through June and the beginning of July. But if you're feeling like things are urgent, if you've wanted to work with me more in depth, this could be one of your last chances. So could be fun. Just love to see you on a consult. No rush though. Take your time. Blessings to you. My heart is hurting. I have good faith in the people of America that we can do things to make this problem improve. But it takes first grieving. Take some quiet time. Get offline. Do your grieving. And then your body will alchemize this and you will turn it into something useful to humanity. But first, you just need to be a puddle because you're only human. So let it ride, let it flow. If you need more help, email me again. And the consult's just lizzielangston.com/consult. I'll put that in the show notes. Love you guys.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.